are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know. You're all wishing I'd take a day off. Well, I do got the Talkers Convention this week, so maybe you guys will get your wish. But no, I'm working. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about today. Thank you, though, all of you, for tuning in. All right, so I guess researchers have determined what is the best hangover cure. We've talked about hangover cures on this show. I want to hear what you guys think are the best hangover cures for you. But it turns out researchers have found that Sprite wins. Sprite, best hangover cure. We'll talk about why. Got some x-rays up for auction. Not me personally, but I guess Marilyn Monroe's x-rays of her face and sinuses, some nasal bone, facial bone x-rays up on the auction prior to her having, these were taken prior to her having a chin implant and nose job. Many people don't want to believe that she had some plastic surgery. It appears she did. I don't think she needed it. I saw her pictures when she was Norma Jean. I don't think she needed any plastic surgery. Looks good, but apparently she did have a chin implant to make her chin look a little bit more round. Jimmy Carter claims that today's middle class Americans resemble the poor of the 70s. He ought to know. San Francisco Asiana Airlines crash. It might not have been the pilot's fault fully. There might have been an actual mechanical error, and we'll talk about that. It has to do with auto throttle. Got a four-year-old bringing crack cocaine to school. We have, let me see here, aircraft noise tied to heart disease. What's up with that? Yeah, aircraft noise. And U.S. women are dying younger than their mothers. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what's going on? All right, this headline, U.S. women are dying younger than their mothers. Now, I don't want anybody proving me wrong. I mean, I have been saying that our life expectancy is increasing to the point that by the time we all are at the age that, I mean, I kind of assume y'all are my age roughly, right, just because I listen to your call, you know, kind of in the middle age bracket. I know we got some younger people listening and some older people listening, but for the most part, us middle-aged folk, right, by the time we are being told what our life expectancy is, by the time we meet that, it's going to be well into the 90s, early hundreds. Okay, our life expectancy is growing at an exponential rate. What is this news now that that women are dying younger than their mothers? Are you saying life expectancy is now going down? Now, of course, many people are assessing, well, maybe it's the recession. Maybe it's the lack of health insurance and we need Obamacare. All right. Is that working out for anybody? Did anybody get good health insurance on Obamacare? Please tell me if you did, please. But right now they're saying 48 million people lack health insurance. So because of this high lack of health insurance, we're having more and more women die than when their moms, right, who have Medicare, et cetera, can get coverage, can get things taken care of. Now, I'm kind of shocked by that, all right? I know we have a lot of people that are uninsured, and I think that's scary. And I'm seeing more and more of it. I think it worsened in the last few years. Half of my patients don't have insurance. When I bring up mammogram, no, I don't want one. When I bring up bone density scan to make sure they don't have thin bones and they don't later trip, fall, and break a hip, which could also raise mortality, I don't want that. I don't want this. Let me check you for diabetes. I don't want to know. Let me check you for cancer. I don't want to know. I mean, the attitudes, I think, are still the same. Many, you know, people who didn't want to go to the doctor before don't want to go to the doctor now. But I am seeing more people uninsured. This is rising exponentially. This 48 million number shocks me. Wasn't Obama talking about 30 to 35 million back in 2008? It rose. 48 million people now lack health insurance. Then we have the obesity issue and the soda pop and people living on high fructose corn syrup. Maybe that's causing it. You know, maybe so many of us are taking antidepressants and pain pills and benzodiazepines and drinking alcohol combined that we don't even feel the heart attack coming. Is that what's happening? So, apparently, Dr. David Kindig, this was a study published in the University of Wisconsin. He and Erica Chang found that nearly half of U.S. counties' female mortality rates actually increased between 1992 and 2006, compared to just 3% of counties that saw male mortality increase over the same period. All right, so he was shocked. He said they looked at it back again, but they found that female life expectancy was stagnating or declining in 45% of U.S. counties. Now, is it because many of us gave up? Maybe in the 80s, we were all about aerobics and let's get physical. I don't know, whatever we were doing in the 80s, the whole Nike thing and the Adidas. And then we finally said to heck with it. You know, I'm tired of this. I have arthritis. My knees are shot. My hips are shot. I have degenerative joint disease. Screw it. I'm just going to do whatever. Do you think it's that? So I think it's a conglomerate of things. You got the lack of health insurance coverage. You got people not wanting to go for the mammograms and the colonoscopies and the prostate biopsies. Not that that has to do with women, but, you know, in general, people not wanting to get the stuff done. So what? We can do it. We could screen for it. But do people want to be probed? A lack of health insurance, that lack of funds. It's getting more expensive to be screened. And the obesity issue. Scary stuff. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about 1 in 3, maybe not immediately from break, but later this hour, 1 in 3 older adults are reporting age discrimination in a variety of institutions and aspects of life. And we've talked about this with Job. But I want to first talk about hangover cures, all right? What is your hangover cure? What do you, when you try to prevent that hangover, what do you go to, okay? Do you go to the aspirin? Do you have sex? Remember we talked about sex? Right? Being a hangover cure? Is it the Bloody Mary that you have? Is it drinking loads and loads of water? What is your hangover cure? When we come back, we're going to be talking about how Chinese researchers have found that Sprite seems to be the cure for hangover. And we'll tell you why. But I want to hear, what's your hangover cure? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And yeah, Dr. Dolly's show counts. 1-877-362-3254 or 1-877-DOCDALI. Your hangover cure. Call it now.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So we're talking about hangover cures and how Chinese researchers discovered that Sprite could actually be one of the best cures for hangover. We'll talk about why, but I want to hear from you guys. What do you feel is your best hangover cure? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Steve calling from Arkansas. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What I found in more years than I care to think about partying is prevention in the first place. And I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I take it every day anyway. But I think if you can prevent the free radicals and cellular damage, then you're halfway there. Now, if you do get it and you don't have access to a couple of liters of LR, then I can also see, think Gatorade might, a couple of bottles of Gatorade might be better, but.
Good point. Yeah, we used to make banana bags for each other in medical school where we would load ourselves up to some lactated ringers or normal saline solution, throw some potassium in there. Potassium seems to help, some magnesium, and the hydration of it seems to help. But vitamin C, thank you, Steve. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think it's all about. Rehydration.
Now, let me ask you something. When you did take the vitamin C, I mean, did you completely avoid hangover, or did it just lessen the headache?
It depends on, I'm a beer drinker. I don't do the hard stuff because I don't like it, but I found if I overdo margaritas, I may still get something, but then again, I hit the Gatorade.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Replacement of electrolytes is what you have to do there. So.
Amen to that. Thank you, Steve, for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about hangover cures. Not that I am endorsing alcohol drinking. I'm not endorsing that. It's just we're talking about hangover cures because this was in some medical headlines. So Chinese researchers found that Sprite seems to work phenomenally when it comes to headaches. Now, it wasn't so much Sprite as much as a Chinese equivalent called Zubi, which is a carbonated drink known as Sprite everywhere else. It's called Zubi, X-U-E-B-I. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Now, just to kind of quickly review why people get the headache, it's the metabolism of the alcohol that causes the hangover. Now, for those of you that were in organic chemistry when I took it, all right, and you know, we only paid attention when it had to do with alcohol or, you know, making other drugs in the lab, liver metabolizes the ethanol into acetaldehyde, right? Acetaldehyde, right? Now, they use an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase. Some people of Asian descent may not have this ADH, this alcohol dehydrogenase, which is why some of them cannot drink and they get flushed very easily, but others do. If you have the alcohol dehydrogenase, you could convert ethanol to acetaldehyde. Now, acetaldehyde, though, is very responsible for hangovers. If you don't convert it quickly into acetate and aldehyde dehydrogenase, exactly, you remember the aldehyde dehydrogenase. Yeah, you right? Right. Okay, so acetate, we're good. But if it's still in acetaldehyde form, you're going to get the nausea, the vomiting, the headache, etc. So researchers at Sun Yat-sen University in Guangzhou examined the way, I guess, you know, a number of drinks affected the way the body metabolized alcohol. So they tried 57 different drinks like herbal infusions, teas, carbonated beverages, and they found that Sprite, or the Chinese equivalent Zubi, sped up that second step, taking that acetaldehyde and converting it to acetate. Therefore, you didn't have the acetaldehyde sitting there causing all the havoc that hangovers do. So the researchers plan to form another independent study to make sure that their test results could be considered conclusive. Right now, Sprite people are doing the dance. Now, I don't drink a lot of alcohol, okay? You know, we went to a dinner the other night. It was supposed to be for somebody's birthday. They had served some wine. I took a little sip. I'm not really a big wine taste. You know, I don't like wine a lot. I like the Jewish Manischewitz wine because it's sweet, you know, and because, you know, you're praying, you're thinking, okay, well, you know, I could pray and drink at the same time. This is great. It's a twofer, but it's sweet. Other alcohol I don't like because it's not sweet. But whatever that little bit of alcohol I had, it made me tired. I did not feel good. I don't really feel good when I drink wine, etc. Now, what about a 7 and 7? That could be a whole other story, but I don't really like to drink. But I'm wondering if they've done a study where people whose mixer is Sprite seems to do better than your Jack and Cokes, Crown and Cokes, Rum and Cokes. That would be an interesting study. All right, so let's talk about hangovers. One of you over the break said hair of the dog. Now, many of you, when you say hair of the dog, you think you're talking about like Bloody Mary, etc. Bloody Mary does not mean hair of the dog. Bloody Mary is a form of hair of the dog. Do you guys understand what that hair of the dog expression means? This is what I understood hair of the dog. I guess back in olden days, okay, if you got bit by, let's say, a rabid dog, and you stuck some of the hair of the rabid dog on the wound, it would protect you, okay? Meaning to fix injury with the same evil that caused the injury type of thing. You see what I mean? And then the two negatives would make a positive. That's what I always thought hair of the dog. So the reason why people equate hair of the dog to Bloody Mary is because if you have alcohol in the morning, it's because you're adding alcohol to your prior hangover issue. So it's a hair of the dog. It's not that it's Bloody Mary, it's just you're drinking. So it could be any alcohol you have the next day. We don't recommend it. Okay? With us, we don't recommend going there, okay? Drinking more alcohol, maybe you, I mean, this is what I think happens with Hold on a second. What I think happens with drinking more alcohol is, like, let's say you decide the next day to have a kamikaze or some rum and coke or something. With that, what ends up happening is you hydrate a little bit, maybe you get a little bit of sugar, but it does nothing, absolutely nothing, to stop your hangover. It could just prolong it. So, like, for example, the tomato juice with Bloody Mary, yeah, maybe you're getting some sugar, maybe you're getting some vitamins, and, like, I believe it was Steve from Arkansas I talked about, you know, kind of similar to the banana bags that we would take in medical school, or we give you in the ER. That may be what's helping. But we usually don't recommend any sort of alcohol to try to fight a hangover. Banana bag, which we get when I was an ER doc, and have people that are hungover, you basically give some IV fluids, normal saline, lactated ringers, etc. Make sure there's some vitamins and minerals. I'd always give some thiamine, because people could be thiamine deficient when it comes to drinking alcohol. Throw some folic acid in there, throw some magnesium in there, some potassium, and it, because of the vitamin, there's like this multivitamin that we throw in there, it causes it to turn yellow, kind of like the riboflavin that you pee out with your vitamin B complex. So that's why it looks like a banana bag, because it's a yellow solution. And banana bags work because of the fluid. I think it's because of the solution. And we would just run it for a few hours. You don't want to run it too quickly, okay? Because, again, you don't know what damage the person has to their liver and kidneys and heart. So we just kind of run it. You know, you got your multivitamin, your thiamine, folic acid, magnesium. Usually the multivitamin has some potassium in there and turns yellow. There's your banana bag. Other types of cures, some of you have talked about, for those who joined us, we're talking about what's your cure for hangovers, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a study, in the past talking about sex and the top 10 reasons people have sex. And for both men and women, sex was used to prevent a hangover. Having sex, now I don't know why. Okay, I know I'm a family doctor and I'm supposed to be a guru on everything medicine, but I really don't know why, unless it's the endorphins, right? Or your mind is completely messed up. Alcohol, sex, doesn't know what to do, that it doesn't have time. Because, I mean, if alcohol is going to be metabolized and you're going to get the acetaldehyde, then why would sex, but it has to be sex to completion. Okay, yeah, it has to be, yeah, you have to be able to enjoy it somehow. But that's been known as a cure for hangover. Of course, fluids. Some of you have recommended greasy breakfast. I really do not want to see your hearts after a big rip-roaring party and then a greasy breakfast. Anti-inflammatories, many of you pop the Motrin, you pop the aspirin. Be very, very careful, because remember, with your alcohol, you've raised your blood pressure. Alcohol raises blood pressure. If you're starting to now pop pain relievers that are anti-inflammatory in nature, those could also cause you to have spikes in your blood pressure. And many people could stroke and have a heart attack. Now, Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer, I guess, is about like an 80-year-old drug. Alka-Seltzer has been around for a while, but it's sodium bicarbonate. Sodium bicarbonate seems to help with the queasy stomach part. So I don't know if it's going to do much for the headache, but some of you, your nausea is more of an issue than anything else. And then I'm trying to think what else has been brought up in the past, or some of you guys have tweeted me here. And then sleep. Yeah, sleeping it off. But you still wake up with the headache. All right. Just come back on the booth. You know, the best cure for hangover is not to drink to begin with. All right, guys, when we come back, scoop on the Asiatic flight and a lot more information once I figure out what I, once I get my computer back up and running. I'll be back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale? On emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves, bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, my back is still jacked. My SI joints, I believe, are back in alignment. My husband has one of those tables, not one of those traction tables, but ones that have a drop. It's called a drop table. So basically, while he's put a little pressure on my back, the table drops, and it brings my pelvis. I'm surprised my pelvis could fit on a small table like that, but it can. You know, a lot of miles on that pelvis, a lot of miles. But anyway, he was able to knock that SI joint back into place. Just now, the back is all stiff, and the muscles are all achy, so I'm sitting there with pillows. It's ridiculous. I feel like an old woman. I do. And everybody has to bend over to pick things up for me because I can't bend over. And, it's frustrating. I don't like it. All right. This next story, one in three older adults reports age discrimination. My kids already discriminate against me. Oh, don't ask mom. She doesn't know. Like, for example, one of my kids won't know, who sung this song, for example. You know, like there's a, you know how you have Shazam on your iPhone or your app, Shazam, so you could figure out who's singing the song that's on the radio, right? You know, one kid will say, well, ask mom. And they're like, mom doesn't know. She's too old. All right. So I think a lot of us feel it. Okay. Don't we get bullied an average of 150 times a day, whether we're in school or not in school? We just get bullied. All right? My kids are bullying me. But it looks like in this one particular study, they looked at British people in their 50s, and they said one-third have experienced age discrimination. Now, this is reported in the journal Age and Aging. That's kind of Age and Aging. Not sure if that sucker's flying off the shelves or not. All right? But the type of discrimination included getting poor service at restaurants, getting poor service at hospitals, less courtesy. Now, we talk about job discrimination with older people, but do you notice that you get less care, less customer service? You know, the one thing I noticed is if an older person was not looking straight at you, right, in the hospital, you kept walking because you couldn't stop and help everybody in the hallway, sort of thing, right? But if somebody looked at you and said, hey, how much longer, you know, is this going to be, you helped them. Now, is it because younger people, you know, will get into your face, whereas older people won't? They'll sit to themselves. You know, I didn't discriminate against anybody, but I have to admit, squeaky wheel got the grease. If the younger person is jumping up or running after me, trying to find out what the wait time is in the ER, not that I was always out of the ER roaming the hallways. I was usually in the ER. But you know what I'm talking about, people kind of waiting for tests, etc. You would answer them. Yet older people, because they left you alone, you left them alone. So that could be one thing. Okay? I mean, the one thing I'm noticing is I don't get flirted with like I used to. Okay? I feel like I still look the way I did in my 20s. And then all of a sudden, you walk by some place where you could see a reflection. You're like, oh, never mind. Yeah, you know why I'm a little bummed? Fox News was on this morning, and I guess they were interviewing three medical professionals. I'm not bummed that I wasn't on Fox News. Not that. You'll see what I'm kind of bummed about. And I shouldn't be bummed about this. But they were interviewing three women, two doctors, one nurse practitioner, on one of the medical stories. And I think it might have been the same story I talked about, the women dying younger than their mothers. And I was shocked that these women were medical professionals. They were stunning. One, I mean, she looked like she had implants. You know those breasts that are just perfectly circular? She had half her cleavage showing, makeup perfect, blowout or whatever they call it. These women were stunning. Now, I always thought that people will cut me some slack when it comes to my looks because I'm a doctor. Okay, well, Dahlia never had time to make herself beautiful or concentrate on her looks because she had to sit there at 2 in the morning dissecting cadavers. So I figured, because I didn't put all the years these other people did, if I don't look like I'm out of Vogue magazine, I'm okay. But, I mean, these women were stunning. Now, I mean, I think I'm okay looking for a doctor. I don't think doctors should be rip-roaring beauties. I think it's very distracting. Okay, and I'm not saying it because I'm not beautiful. I'm saying it because, my approach to patients is being one of them. Don't, you know, be all embarrassed about talking to me about hemorrhoids because I got them too. Okay, I'm just like you. I'm a real person. If I walk in there looking like a Barbie doll, how is that going to break down walls with my patients? How are they going to feel comfortable telling me something? You know, I always learned in medical school that if you're too good looking, that could be an issue. Now, maybe that's just my friends were just telling me that to make me feel good because I wasn't that good looking. There were some other bombshells in our class. You know, I felt like I don't know, I would ugly Betty to sort of I felt like I was the ugly Betty. Right? You know, hair parted off, had to wear my thick glasses, whatever. Because it's really hard to wear contacts for 36-hour shifts. Your eyes really get hurt. So, why am I talking about this? All right, I was bummed today. All right, I guess doctors are now expected to be gorgeous beauties. And I'm not one of them. Sorry, that's why I do radio. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, oh, so back to this discrimination thing. Okay, I usually concentrate on work discrimination with older people because that's what people care about right now, the economy. Okay, you don't care about people being rude. People are rude. They just are. And I really get tired of seeing young ones not respect their elders. One reason why I love Duck Dynasty is because these kids, these grandkids, always say yes, sir. I mean, they're respectful. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They respect grandma and grandpa. They don't call grandma and grandpa loony. They don't make fun of their parents. You know, mom, please, your butt really looks big. Oh, my gosh. If I said anything like that to my parents, honestly, if I said to my parents what my kids say to me, I would have no teeth. You would lose a tooth. And, I mean, I after losing one tooth, you'd be done. You just don't. And so I think we really have a society now where older people are looked upon as inferior. All this talk years ago about Social Security and Medicare being defunded and out of funding and not being solvent. You know, people were blaming the baby boomers. It's all the baby boomers' fault. And, you know, I told you guys, if you guys are a baby boomer walking down the street, watch out. These people here, I mean, they're crazy. They're mean. Okay, and you baby boomers, you guys are the ones that should be getting the most respect. Our veterans, those of you that fought our wars, right, protected this country, right, so that we younger people could enjoy it, people should be saluting you, whether you're military or not. And we don't have that attitude. We don't. Yeah, and the other thing I'm ticked off against, you know how much I disagree with the Washington administration, but still, okay, I still think we should be respecting our president. Okay, I disagree with Obama on probably everything. I am not a fan, but he's still our president. There's no respect. The lack of respect, and maybe it's because we're teaching our kids that. We have no problem posting pictures of President Obama with his middle finger as he's scratching his temple, plastering that all over Facebook. We make it a joke. Many people were making jokes about it, and I mean, we all do it. We're all guilty. And that's why we're being discriminated against. All right? If we don't have respect for each other, we don't have respect for our world leaders, we just don't respect. Everything is now all satire. Like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. I haven't watched The Daily Show in years, but I used to love watching that show. And it was funny because they made fun of the news. All right? But, I mean, is that where a lot of this disrespect is starting to evolve from? All right, guys, don't go away. Talk about the Asiatic flight crash. As well as, and again, I don't have my teaser ready. I apologize. Boy, I'm going to get fired. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Greg calling from Alabama. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing? I Googled you, and you are stunning looking.
Oh, thank you. That's Photoshopped, by the way.
Okay. I called you the other day about my prostate, and you recommended some salt palmetto I asked you about. Well, my wife got me one, two bottles. And I was just wondering how much of it I take.
Oh, juice. That's a good question. Juice. I said juice. You know what? I mean, it should usually say on the packaging. Sorry about that. It should say depending on, one or two capsules. I'm trying to, what's the brand? I could try to look up the brand for you.
I can't remember. It's at home and I don't have it with me.
Okay, yeah, usually I don't, oh gosh, I'm trying to think if it's like how many milligrams per kilogram. I apologize, I don't really have that. Usually when we recommend soft palmetto, we're pretty lazy about it. We just kind of recommend, I'm getting something here telling me the 320 milligrams divided twice a day. That kind of sounds like a lot to me. They say for BPH, studies have used a daily intake of 320 milligrams of saw palmetto split into two doses. So that's 160 milligrams each. Double check, though. Of course, it could take a month or two to work. But you see, with BPH, you know me, Greg, I'm for the pharmaceuticals. We got Rapaflow. I mean, we got so many pharmaceuticals for BPH that I'm very comfortable with those suckers. Saw palmetto, again, I don't know what you're getting over the counter, so I can't tell you what's a consistent dose of what you're getting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I enjoy listening to you.
I appreciate you calling. I really do. Have a great rest of the day. All right, boy, see, I know some of you are like, boy, Dahlia, you're not very helpful. Listen, I'm honest. I'm not going to try to BS my way through an answer. All right, I don't know what the dosage is. All right, but I looked it up. Did you see that? I looked it up. Okay, so you could just look at me as your Medi encyclopedia. By the way, thank you. One of you had called me and told me that Hanukkah comes on Thanksgiving. Yeah, I saw that. Luckily, with Thanksgiving, we're still allowed to eat latkes. Okay, it's just that's going to be a lot of carbs. We got our sweet potato and our latkes. But, yeah, we'll talk about that. I know I got to go shopping fast. Let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, we got more hangover cures. We got Cheryl calling from Florida. Hey, Cheryl, how you doing?
I wanted
Cheryl.
Hi,
honey.
Yeah, I wanted to chat. Hi. I want first-time listener. The homeopathic remedy Nux Vomica, N-U-X-V-O-M-I-C-A,
Yes, Cheryl, go on. Yeah, Nux Vomica, good one. I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
Well, especially for the day after. Of course, you can take it the night before, and it'll go away. It'll take it away. But it's also for the day after for the headache that you were talking about. And it's for overindulgence and kind of a type A personality, but anytime you overindulge. And it's also for motion sickness. If you have, car, if you have kids, get motion sickness in cars or anything like that. But that's what I have to say.
That's a good one. Thank you. Nux Vomica, thank you very much for calling. I actually have some Nux Vomica from the Civil War. One of my little medical kits that I have from the Civil War, unfortunately, the corks are all dry out and this thing is just falling apart. I got to figure out how to preserve it. But I have actually some Nux Vomica. Nux Vomica, it's a plant, all right? We use the seed from that. And Nux Vomica helps a lot of GI issues. It's been used for a variety of things, whether anemia, erectile dysfunction, et cetera. And I guess it has strychnine in it. So pretty interesting stuff. The only thing is too much of Nux Vomica, of course, could cause you to convulse, die, etc. But Nux Vomica in homeopathic form has been used for centuries for digestive issues. I forgot that it could do something with the headache. I forgot about that. But pretty interesting stuff. Now, by the way, I love the idea of homeopathy because that's that whole hair of the dog issue again. Remember we talked about hair of the dog in the first segment of how hair of the dog is basically in the olden days you got bit by a rabid dog, you put the hair of that dog on the bite, it would help it heal because you're fighting evil with evil, etc. That's what a lot of homeopathy is. Okay? What a lot of homeopathy is, which is brilliant. I wish I could be a homeopath. This is some brilliant medicine. And many allergists have taken on the same sort of theory when they give you allergy shots, where you're allergic to something, so they give you a very diluted dose to try to desensitize your immune system. Same thing with homeopathy. You take a level of some of what you're opposed to, and it seems to help put you into balance. I told you guys about when I had morning sickness. My partner, who was an MD, family practice trained, who decided to become a homeopathic MD, I called him up because I was pregnant with my first child, and I told him I was really nauseous. I go, this is ridiculous. I'm drinking the ginger and all that. And he said, go to Trader Joe's and get some homeopathic Ipecac. And I go, Ipecac? Ipecac makes you throw up. What the hell are you talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. You're so dumb. I can't believe I'm in business with you. He said, no. You go, and trust me, he said some choice words back to me. I really cleaned this conversation up. And he said, you go and get Ipecac, homeopathic Ipecac. I got the homeopathic Ipecac, went to Trader Joe's, got it, boom. Morning sickness gone the next day. Gone. Not even with the second pregnancy. Now, I'm not saying that helped with the second pregnancy, but why? Why would Ipecac that makes you vomit in homeopathic form fight it? It's that whole hair of the dog. It's very interesting, extremely interesting. I'm not saying go and drink. I'm not saying do hair of the dog. But that concept in medicine is a brilliant one. Use evil to treat evil, and you get a positive. Not that Nux Vomica is evil or Ipecac is evil, but you see what I mean? Sometimes the bad works. Okay, I'm not saying be bad, but you guys get what I'm saying? Okay, pretty cool stuff. All right. Oh, God, I'm glad Cheryl called, because she brought up that was a point I wanted to bring up. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm finally in a good mood. Wow, finally, she's in a good mood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, do you guys know what an automatic throttle is? Stop the giggles. The pilots of Asiana Flight 214 might not be completely guilty with this crash that happened in San Francisco in July. Right, that killed three people, injured multiple others as it came in too low. They think that a key device that controlled the Boeing 777 speed may have malfunctioned. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Deborah Hersman said early in the crash investigation that her experts had found no mechanical problems within the plane. It was what they originally said, but they were going to investigate more. Then they found that one of the three pilots of the Asiana cockpit told investigators after the accident that he thought the plane's automatic throttle was maintaining speed as the plane descended to land, but later discovered that it was not sending power to the engine, therefore coming in too low, right? Because without enough speed, loses lift, starts to sink quickly. So in the case of Flight 214, plane was flying too low and slow. Pilots attempted to land. Then the landing gear struck a seawall short of the runway, severed the plane, ripped off the back of the plane, tossed out three flight attendants from their seats who miraculously lived. All right. Now, they say there are many ways, this is according to Mail Online, that a pilot could engage and then maybe inadvertently disengage an auto throttle. But South Korean air carriers said the pilots involved have raised the possibility with investigators that the auto throttle could have disengaged on its own. Whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. I don't know much about auto throttle, but it's a fun word to say, isn't it? Unfortunately, though, this was a catastrophe. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.